Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, along with 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private parent choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is September the 16th, 2015, and we're going to talk about success. My guest is Peggy Caruso, and good afternoon. Peggy, good to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is going to be interesting. Peggy is a life coach and an author of the book Revolutionize Your Child's Life. I understand she's working on another one that's looking at the same principles or similar principles, but of the corporate life. But let's talk about helping children find success principles. And so why don't we start with what are the primary success principles, or what do you see as success principles? I presume you could also say values. Would that be about similar?
Yes, it would. I found in my coaching that when the children have encountered a lot of negativity, instilling the success principles is a redirection of that negativity, because as we know, every negative needs a positive intervention. But instilling those entrepreneurial skills in children helps them become successful adults.
Okay. So can you think of an example of one of your clients or what they did, the negativity that they were into, and how you redirected them? Could you give an example so we can have a better grasp of exactly what it is you do and what you have in mind?
Sure, I will. I actually had a very bad case of a child who was severely bullied. It was to the extent that I actually took her in myself and homeschooled her. And she was just so full of negativity. Her home life was terrible. Her mother gave her up. So I started with the success principles and teaching her positivity, gratitude, things like that. Then I got into discovering her skill sets, her passions, talents, abilities. Once I did that and I kept her focus for 30 days straight on the positives, we actually did a test where you take a sheet of paper and you list all the negatives, and I had to take another sheet and list all the positives, and then we burnt the negative list, which is totally just symbolic, but then we just kept focused on that positivity. So when I redirected and tried to find out her talents and abilities, I found out that she was very artistic. So I bought her a program on how to become a cartoonist, and she started building a business at 13. It was very effective. It taught her a lot of things about, you know, failing is a good thing, and about gratitude and her visualization process. So everything, you know, worked together to get her into the entrepreneurial mindset, and it really was a good redirection of negativity.
Okay, so in a sense, to oversimplify it, you're teaching them new habits of thinking.
Absolutely, and you also teach them, like when you're teaching them, like I've had eight businesses, I have 22 years experience, I realize that there are so many important things that go along with instilling entrepreneurial skills. Like a lot of parents will say, well, what if my child never wants to own a business? It doesn't matter. It still prepares them for a corporate world. And it teaches them, I talk about the four C's, which is communication, collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity. So it really aids in all of that.
Okay. When a kid comes to you, it would be safe to say that this is be apply for all kids that are having trouble, that are making poor decisions, that they have some sort of negativity that's directing them?
Yes, a lot of our children today, and I'm sure you can appreciate this, they for some reason have lost coping mechanisms, and they've lost communication because of all the texting and the social media and all that type of thing. So I teach them also in the entrepreneurial world about masterminding, and so that helps with verbal communication.
Masterminding, could you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. I'm in several mastermind groups myself, and it was for adults. I decided that I was going to implement it with children, and it's very effective. You take five or six children and you put them in a group, and they might meet for an hour every other week, take turns at parents' house, and what they do is they take turns going around saying their win for the couple weeks, but then they express that their challenges, their obstacles, and the other children brainstorm with them to find a solution and pull resources. And so in masterminding, it teaches them things like accountability. It reinforces that communication, enhances interpersonal relations, and it teaches them problem solving.
As a basic model, there's these basic principles, and you mentioned accountability in that one, that it would be fair to say that if a kid hasn't mastered them, their life is not going to go very well. It's going to invite in that negativity you were talking about.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, negativity... it comes in because they haven't mastered these principles, like you mentioned, accountability. So if they don't have a concept of accountability, that will bring the negativity into their lives, and then they have to deal with that and make poor decisions. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement. You always have to redirect that negativity. And then having an accountability partner is huge, because it is someone that holds you accountable for your actions. So you can't just say, okay, I'm going to implement this, and not follow through with it.
So having a partner, somebody else that works as sort of as a mentor and to give a touch with reality, is an important part of the process that you go through?
It absolutely is, and it's also important for adults. So, you know, all the principles go hand in hand. So whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a child or you're an executive, an accountability partner is huge.
Okay, so that's maybe a takeaway. Any parents, especially that are listening to this, is that get some sort of a partner for the child, some sort of accountability partner. How would you go about that when you're talking about a child, say a teenager?
Well, that's like even when I was talking about the masterminding. What I did was I pulled five kids that you don't want kids that are really close friends, because it's not as effective. So like even my mastermind groups, they're with people that I've encountered maybe once or twice at some kind of an event, and we pull together a mastermind group, and it's just a great brainstorming. So you choose different kids, and I would highly recommend like kids from different schools, so that if there's a bullying issue, they're not so close to the situation. It's kind of like in coaching, when the parents will say, how come you can tell them the same thing I can tell them, and they listen to you, it's because you're too close to the situation. So you always want to choose people that you're not real close to, but people that have the same types of dreams and visions and talents.
If you were to write a list, and I presume in your book you did in some one form or another, what are the success principles that we need to work towards? You mentioned accountability. I heard maybe you mentioned some others, but what are some of the other principles that are very important?
It's discovering your skill sets. I think, like I said, the mastermind is a principle of its own, because it has all those things like accountability and reinforces communication. I think the visualization process is huge, and teaching them to place it on the screen of their mind. And we were always taught as children not to daydream. I encourage them to do that. I always, implement intuition and some sort of faith base, because once that the parent is the highest power, even if it's just a higher power for good, then... that there's nowhere to go from that. And it brings them calmness of mind. We'll actually even teach them kind of some meditation, calming skills. And the most important is gratitude. Gratitude is absolutely huge, and people bypass it. But when the children learn to be grateful for things, it enhances empathy and it builds character for them. It teaches them kindness. And, you know, like I said in the beginning, all negative influences need a positive intervention.
You know, that's fascinating, because the gratitude, talking about the gratitude, because in reading religion, the prayer, one of the most important things of prayer is gratitude, and they've been teaching us that for eons, and you've just focused it in on, this is how you do it. But it's been around for a long time and probably ignored more often than it's been implemented. But there's a long, long history of our society, humanity, knowing that gratitude's important.
Gratitude, again, is huge. And every day when I get out of bed, I mean, the very first thing I do is, before I even have my foot touch the ground, is what I'm grateful for. Well, of course, we're grateful for our children and our families, but what else? I mean, it gets them to look deep into maybe a sunset or a moment or an act of kindness. And it's really huge, and it really does have an impact on the children.
And it impacted on all of us. Well, you've authored the book Revolutionize Your Child's Life. Could you tell a little bit about that, and how somebody, if they want to find out more about what you're talking about, how to get a hold of it, how to buy it?
Sure. It's on all the online books. those, and you can go to my website to find out that information as well. It's www.lifecoachingandbeyond.com. All of my contact information is there. I wrote the book because I do a lot of coaching with the children, and I did a book for parents. It's preventative measures to help you understand and identify the negative things, understand the developmental periods of their child's life, and then how to turn those negatives to positive. And I'm actually going to use the proceeds from that book to start an orphanage.
Oh, fantastic. They're in where you're at, where you live, in the Pennsylvania area?
Yes.
Well, fantastic. Well, we've about ran out of time. We've been talking with Peggy Caruso. She's a life coach and author of the book Revolutionize Your Child's Life. And we've been talking about helping children find success principles. And how would somebody get a hold of you if they wanted to talk to you or ask you know, more questions on this? Do you have a phone number that they can use?
Everything is on my website, and there's also my email on there that they can reach out to me. And I also encourage people just to go onto the site, because I have a lot of things that they can download. There's a lot of blog articles that might help someone. So I do offer a 30-minute free consultation, so that if somebody does want to reach out and ask me some questions, you can just contact me. And again, my website was lifecoachingandbeyond.com.
Thank you very much. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Peggy Caruso, a life coach and author of Revolutionize Your Child's Life. And we've been talking about helping children find success principles. Well, you have a good rest of the day, and thank you very much, Peggy.
And thank you for having me.